Here's something unusual, to say the least, a report of a sea otter in space. That's what Japanese scientists thought they saw last summer when their spacecraft arrived at an asteroid called Itokawa. NPR's Joe Palca has this report on the unexpected observation and what else scientists learned from their encounter with Itokawa.
Itokawa is one of a class known as near-Earth objects. Eric Aspog is a planetary scientist at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He says astronomers have begun to pay more attention to these objects because if one of them should slam into Earth, that would be very, very bad.
They are very important to get to and to learn about, because if we don't learn about them in a timely manner, then at some point, I'm not a big hazard monger, but at some point the asteroids are going to come to us if we don't come to them first.
Itokawa may not be far from Earth, but it was a tour de force for Japanese engineers to reach the asteroid and collect data. Aspog has been following the mission from the beginning.
The first part was just to get there and go into orbit, if you can even call it an orbit, around an asteroid that's about the size of a couple of city blocks.
Aspog says staying near Itokawa required constant maneuvering. That became difficult when stabilizing wheels inside the spacecraft gave out. Last November, the spacecraft had just finished trying to scoop up a tiny sample of the asteroid when all the remaining rocket fuel leaked out.
And then the battery died and the spacecraft went into a rotating tumble and they lost communication. And it looked very grim at that time.
Somehow, ground controllers regained control of the spacecraft. A solar electric propulsion motor is still working and they hope to use that to send the spacecraft back to Earth.
And if everything goes well, and you've got to knock on wood about 100 times here, it's going to re-enter into Earth's atmosphere in 2010.
Details of the Japanese scientific findings appear in tomorrow's edition of the journal Science. Aspog says one of the mission's big surprises was that Itokawa wasn't a single big rock, but a pile of rubble, somehow held together by the asteroid's weak gravity.
It has about a millionth the gravity of Earth. Its gravity, if you were standing on Itokawa, it would be very difficult for you to just stay put without drifting away from the asteroid.
The other important finding is that Itokawa is made of the same material as most of the meteorites that have landed on Earth. Aspog says that's not a surprise, but it's always reassuring to have proof about something you had to assume was true. Oh yes, about that sea otter sighting. From a distance, Itokawa looks kind of like a potato. But up close, it looked, at least to someone, kind of different.
One of the first images showed an interesting perspective where it looked a lot like a sea otter that was holding a little clamshell close to its chest, like sea otters do when they crack the clamshell and get what's inside.
I'm just trying to figure out if there are marine biologists on this team or what.
None that I know of.
It still looks kind of like a potato to me. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.